important, is it? Your sanity as well.
Good afternoon, you're through to Services, Michelle speaking.
Hi. I think I've spoken to you before. It'd be quite some time ago anyway. Anyway, well, maybe this year something. Looking, I don't know who I should speak to, but I did speak to someone called Begley before.
Was it Paul Begley?
Could be Paul Begley, and it concerns Paul Morrell.
Paul's actually left the organisation now.
Can you explain, do you know Paul, are you talking about Paul Begley or Paul Morrell?
Paul Begley, I'm afraid I don't know who Paul Morrell is.
Okay, that's fine. I got a bit of a shock there, because Paul Morrell's a child abuser.
Oh, right, okay.
Maybe he worked for you as well. Right, okay. I'm not entirely sure when I spoke to Mr. Begley. I was just looking at a file
okay.
I've created. Not a personal file, as in dates of birth, but basically in relation to Mr. Begley's involvement and in so far as his capacity where he works with you. Also mainly Paul Morrell. Now, when did Mr. Begley leave anyway?
He left us a couple of months ago.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Now, obviously, I don't really know who to talk to now. Well, it was Mr. Begley who eventually contacted me. In relation to Mr. Paul Morrell, who's a child abuser.
I could certainly find out who would be picking up Paul's work.
Right, hang on a sec. I'm cooking my lunch. But anyway, I'll give you a brief information so as you know what's happening. Basically, Mr. Begley contacted me after me doing a lot of complaining and told me he would be informing Aberdeenshire Council that a child abuser is still in situ in one of the children's homes, dating as far back as 1972 when he actually abused me in childcare and about. So anyway, I've not had any feedback from the police because I've chased it up since Mr. Begley contacted me, informed me that he passed that information on. I went on to contact Aberdeenshire Council, and I think, I'm just guessing just now because it's been a while, but I think it was somebody called Smiley, maybe?
Please
just pay attention. I'm giving you information. You don't have to know anybody. And anyway, I chased up Mr. Smiley. I got bounced off the walls, basically, in that inquiry. But as of middle of this year, this is after Mr. Begley contacted me, Paul Morrell was still at the home, and according to my work, and so that's at least, so that I would say, well, he should have been out of the home round shortly after Mr. Begley contacted Aberdeenshire Council. So I'm nowhere near discovering as to whether Mr. Morrell is still at the home or not, if there's any criminal investigation being underway. But essentially, the police committed perjury in an investigation which was finally heard, I feel, inappropriately in a closed court. May last year. So it was early this year that I received an email concerning the fact that Paul Morrell, one of my abusers, is still there. The email came from a former resident.
Okay.
And you've actually got even better information for you in relation to this. But anyway, Mr. Morrell travels the world, apparently. At least he went to Nepal. And I was contacted by James Moyer, a former resident and child abuser at Cobble Hall. Right, let's get back to this. I have to do a quick search here, but it won't take long. I just go to my main drive, and I'll put Paul Morel. Well, that should get me the picture I need, which should be, I'll download, so it'll be in there. Because I'll put Paul. There it is. Right, I'll just open it up and zoom in. Now, Paul Morel travelled to the Gary Glitter Trail, which is some most affectionately known as the Hippie Trail. But if you've been involved, I was born into the child sex trade, incidentally, and these hippies don't fool me. But anyway, here we go. I'm looking at a page that no longer exists, okay? Now, I took a screenshot of the page. Now, I got an email from James Moyer, okay? Now, James Moyer was a resident at the home, complained about the same abuses that I complained about concerning Paul Morel. This is the beginning of the year, which prompted me to begin an investigation of perjury against the police. He said his sister apparently still lives there. I'd have to go over the email. I think I would take up too much of your time, but basically, there's a Marion Moyer donated £21 plus £5.92 gift aid to a page which was entitled James and Paul's Toilet Page on the Just Giving website. Okay? Gosh, I've got brain damage. I'm a bit slow, but I'm not stupid. I'm slow in picking things up, basically. I have problems reading. Is it, I think it also it's a problem with the diabetes. But there's a Yvonne Watt, very familiar, a Mr. Gellin. I mean, these might just be surnames for some of them.
Okay.
But certainly Wilma Stickle actually did business with my father in a drug deal. And if it is the same Wilma Stickle, I mean, I don't think there's that many Wilma Stickles, but you never know.
Okay.
Anyway, Wilma Stickle, when I was on the beach in the dunes, Peterhead, Wilma Stickle did business for drugs with my father, and I was in the company of a prostitute, an adult prostitute, who used to take me round the doors. Her name is Elizabeth Brown. Wilma Stickle, this Wilma, the same Wilma that did the business with my father for drugs. My father discussed with her, is it the good stuff? Is it white? How white is it? I'm not familiar with drugs. I tend to get drugged surreptitiously, I think it's called, without me knowing. And I have records to prove that, official records, that I was actually drugged without my knowledge. And to some degree without my father's knowledge when I was in this particular home. Now this Wilma Stickle, her name was given to me. I'm not entirely sure if it would be her maiden name.
Okay.
But as you say, some people can predict how things are going to turn out by looking at how things are progressing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong. But this Wilma, anyway, attended the home also and assaulted me physically in the company of Margaret Third, who was also a child prostitute. I didn't get paid. I was basically raped as a child. But anyway, she got paid. But anyway, Wilma, I'll just say Wilma because I know that was her name at the time, Wilma.
Uh-huh.
Got children to perform sexual acts with each other under the pretense of playing doctors and nurses. Now, she tried to get me and my brother to become sexually involved. My brother was like that anyway. I wasn't. I complained about that behaviour. But I would like to really discover if this Wilma Stickle is that same Wilma. Because this is...
Your contact information.
Well, I'll give you one last thing
Okay.
before I do that. Now, Wilma, at the time, said after I'd been beat, because I refused to perform these sex acts, and I was, Margaret Third informed her that I was telling everybody what was happening. But there was a conversation Wilma had about, I think they're going to give me this home. It's not uncommon for children to work in the industry that they were in. As in, there's quite a few people, adults now, who were abused in care or were abusers in childcare as children, who are now working in social work. And I believe in this instance, it could be that it's the same Wilma. So she was an abuser. I think at that time she would have been a young adult.
Okay.
But there was a reference that she was actually in childcare prior to that. And it wasn't uncommon for former residents. You'll probably hear more about men returning to these homes to molest children. But it's the same with, I was abused mainly by women and other children. I feel strongly now that I was abused by returning children as well as adults when they were adults. Okay, so I'll give you my details.
Okay.
My name's Andrew Buchan. My address is 13/6
mm-hmm.
Harris Smith Place.
Okay.
And it's Edinburgh EH7 5PE. I'll give you my landline because
okay.
My mobile, I can hardly hear it when I'm in the town. And
okay.
Okay, so my landline is 0131
476
0038.
Okay.
Now, I feel, I mean, obviously, I was on the chemical cost for many, many years whilst I was in care, probably the entire period in care. And also for many years afterwards, but I'm just basically recovering quite a lot of memories.
Okay.
Because I've stopped taking the medication. But the thing is, where there's one, there's others. There's more.
Okay.
But I feel that there are women who are in, girls who are in care. It tends mainly to be the case with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding, anyway, but I'm not going to say it's uniquely the woman, but obviously there were male abusers in the homes also.
Yeah.
But I find that the women tend, because it does tend to be dominated by women. Okay, childcare, I think it's something, I was told by a female social worker that the males tend to occupy the higher positions in social work. You know, I think you call it the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
But anyway, the lower rank tend to be mainly women in social work. I was in the army, that's why I used the word lower rank.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to put a little bet on, but, you know, I feel that there will be other girls who are now women still influential in care. I don't feel it has to be uniquely child care, but I feel they will be in adult care.
Okay.
I have encountered sex offenders working in adult care since then who were at least in the area, Aberdeen area, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I'm going to let you know that.
Okay.
The thing is, it's going to have to be looked into as it was looked into by Mr. Begley and information passed on. But then again, nothing seemed to have been done about it. I'm going to make another call today.
Okay.
To Inverurie Police and demand that they inform me the status of my complaint.
Leave here. Thank you for that information, Andrew. I'll certainly find out who's now picked up Paul Begley's work. And I think I know the person who is picking up his work, and she's not in the office today, but I'll certainly pass that on and ask someone to give you a call.
Okay, and I would like you to include in that the business with Wilma Stickle.
Of course, yeah. I've got a note of that name.
And there's a possibility that... I remember also there was a girl or woman, actually. But I'm not sure how old she is. I do recall seeing it on one occasion wearing a school tie.
Okay.
And in the school, but only ever once. But the thing is, there were older girls, well, women, kind of young adults, youngest adults, who used to go around the schools, including Ferry Hill... primary school, I remember older girl, or it could be like young woman, looking for boys and girls for the sex trade, because I was actually touched up in, I witnessed that in Ferry Hill Primary School, and I actually recall being inappropriately touched by a woman I took to be Sandra Mitchell and her friend.
Okay.
And that Sandra Mitchell was actually a Port Elphiston Primary. And I encountered a problem with some older girls in Inverurie Academy, but they were kind of like bothered that I was, if you like, grassing them all up. So Annette, I'd like to know more about Annette Wackett.
Okay.
Annette Wackett was in Cobble Hall and she was being tutored for the childcare business. My brother Ian objected to her bathing him. Now, but mainly I can demonstrate I've got some strong concerns now about Wilma Stickle also, but certainly the Paul Morrell issue needs to be looked into because I'm being denied information, but I will make a call.
Okay.
So if you pass all that on, I'd be grateful.
I will do. Thank you for calling in, Andrew.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.